No greater name than that. All right. Well, good tonight. Good singing. Good singing. Good song. Good singing. Boy, everybody all right? We got a change in plan here. So turn over to Psalms. I'm not going to preach too much tonight. I believe it's like the old preacher said, sometimes it's hard to sow seed when the wind's blowing. And so I just want to exhort a little bit. I think we're allowed to do that anyway. Go ahead, John. Will the Lord change? Just to exhort him a little bit. You want to praise him, you go ahead. I know one that keeps his promises. Right? All right. Now, after I get going here, you just go ahead and help yourself. All right. We've used this before. Turn over to Psalms 107. Let's read a little bit, and then we'll have communion. What do you think? Well, let's enjoy the Lord. The scripture says, let us magnify the Lord together. All right. And that's what we've been doing. It's okay. It's okay. Father, I sure need your help. I don't want to do nothing wrong. I don't want to interfere with you. I don't want to speak when it should be quiet. I don't want to be quiet when it should speak. Lord, I want to exalt you. I adore you. I worship you. I honor you. And Lord, I sure do love you. I don't deserve you, but I love you tonight. Cleanse me, O God. Help me to just praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we read a little bit? Y'all all right? Yeah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, sit in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Because they rebelled against the words of God and contempt this counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. How about we just go ahead and just praise, how about just raise your hand and just go ahead and praise the Lord for all of his works of goodness that he's brought on us. How about that? For he has broken the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. I need to read that again. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them. Oh, how about we just stop right there and lift up a hand and thank him for his word tonight. He sent his word and delivered them. What do you think about that? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Ain't that wonderful? And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into wilderness and water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land unto barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards which may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Yeah. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praise unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. I think I'll just stop right there and praise the Lord. What do you think? Huh? Don't tell me you can't get nothing out of the book. Huh? There's enough right there to help anybody. Oh, give praise unto the Lord tonight. He's worthy tonight. I like how he keeps saying it. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Exclamation point. I'm glad for that tonight. So I just want to praise him. I want to praise him for saving me. I sure do thank him for that. I want to praise him for loving me. Ain't nobody ever loved me like he does. Sure do praise him for that. But I praise him for his watch care. I praise him for his guiding hand. And I praise him for his supply every day. And I praise him for friends and family. And I praise him for a word and a book that I can read and know it's true. And I praise him for a constant companion of the Holy Ghost of God. And I praise him for fellowship morning, noon, and night. In the wee hours of the morning, early this morning, a little bit after 3, it was real there in the house. I got up and walked through the house, and I found him to be real in every room that I walked in. I found him to be true and real this morning as the fellowship of God was sweet. And I praise his name this morning as I called names out, knowing that God was going to have to do something. And to see Pat ready to get saved tonight, what an answer. I praise him for saving souls. Praise him for all that he is. Hey, I praise him for getting a hold of Billy and Bobby. He's going to happen, John. I said it on the message Thursday when I told everybody about Jolly. Some of you's turned. You've been waiting a while, but it's a coming. I'm waiting on Steve, and I'm waiting on Rick. I'm waiting on Charlie and Rose's prayers to be answered. Even if Charlie goes on the glory, I'm waiting on them to be answered. I want you to know that. I'm waiting on something to come. I'm waiting on Laddie to sit there. You watch what I tell you, Jerry Rush. I'm waiting on him. I'm waiting on him to sit in church with us. You watch what I tell you. Some of your people, I'm waiting on Rick and Beth's daughter to say, I've had enough and surrender unto the Lord. I'm waiting for Jason to walk up the aisle and finally give it all in and sit with the family. I believe it'll happen. And I just go ahead and praise him now for all these wonderful works and all that he does. Huh? I believe he does tonight. I think I'll quit. Father, sure do thank you. I praise you. I love you. And let us tonight give you all glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Cheryl, you go.